from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was asking Solana Crowder, would you bet? Someone texted in and said, bet Edmonton. That way, if they win, you get some money. And if they lose, then the Panthers won. I was saying I never subscribe to that style of betting because if my team loses, I don't want to be happy. And if I had money on Edmonton and they won, I'd be happy. I don't want to feel happiness tonight if the Panthers lose. And I just want to root for my team and my money.
Yeah, no, I always bet with my mind, not my heart, because it's my money.
With my heart.
Yeah, I bet with my soul. Like, I won't bet on my team if I think they're gonna lose. Like when the Patriots,
but you won't bet against them. Dolphins.
But no, but I wouldn't bet to try to make money even if my team loses. I just, if it's my money, I'm betting to win more money. I don't care. I don't give a damn who's playing.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, European Jimmy.
You're welcome. Vamos got those mother.
He is ready to go tonight. He is shot out of a cannon. Will he be able to watch tonight, Solana? Do you know where he is on his?
He's in Mallorca today. He's in Mallorca.
No way.
No, I don't think.
Well, he watched the other game because he was DMing me during the game.
But he wasn't on the cruise. He wasn't on the cruise for that other game.
Something online. Is there some app or something you can have? I'm sure somewhere has it online.
No, because it's going to be – the game starts at 8 here. That's, what, 2 in the morning? And
right.
He's on a cruise ship that left one port sailing to another. So he's in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea at 2 in the morning. No shot he's watching this game.
Do they have Wi-Fi on – cruise ships?
Yeah, but I don't think you can stream stuff.
They do, although it's getting a lot better now with like Starlink. Like it's sure. Because it used to be the cruise ship Wi-Fi was comically bad.
I was gonna say because I haven't taken a cruise in probably 10 years, but when you start seeing the land leave, your reception's gonna leave.
Yeah,
you'll never talk
to
anybody.
Be comically bad. It was like, you know, $30 a day for the Wi-Fi, and you'd have that day at sea, and maybe from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., you'd get one email. You could check one email.
Just throw you a little something. They were still the pay to call thing when I was on the cruise ship last time.
I remember going on cruises. Remember when you would pull into a port and you would go to one of those internet cafes?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that you could check your email and stuff. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, when me and my wife got together before we were married, we cruised our tails off. And then at one point, we were sitting on one of these Star of the Sea or Galaxy of the Oceans, and we were like, this isn't very fun.
Nah, man. You're missing out because cruise ships
bingo?
Have just... Cruise ship, first of all, don't disrespect bingo. I told you yesterday it's the best thing in the world. Second of all, if you thought cruise ships were cool 10, 15 years ago, you should see the cruise I'm going on in August, Allure of the Seas on Royal Caribbean. When I tell you, it's like an entire city. I mean, these cruise ships are 10 times in size.
But this is what everyone says. This to me has, it smells of Epcot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I want to go to a pseudo city, I can go to Meisner Park. But I can leave whenever I want.
But what do you guys do? You guys don't leave Broward County? You don't leave West Palm or Broward County?
Listen to me. I can go to Meisner Park. Oh, they have a little bowling alley. Go on this Allure of the Seas. Oh, they have a little bowling alley. Oh, I can go to Meisner Park. They have a little pizzeria. Guess what they have on the Allure? Oh, it's a little pizzeria. Oh, you know what they have there? Rock climbing. But you know what? It's all kids. What am I? I'm going to wait in line. I'm a 54-year-old adult. Now I got to do rock climbing, and it's like a little mini rock climbing. Oh, guess what? They have a basketball net there. Oh, guess what we have in Boca? A basketball net. So you say, you go, but all this stuff is floating. Yeah. So
seriously, now, man,
I love
you guys.
No, 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 no.
You guys,
I love pulling into another port. I love being in a different city, different country day by day. Like, I'm with that. I like that part of it. But when you go, oh, it's like a floating city. It was like, okay, but that's Town Center Mall. Like, I like going to Town Center Mall. I can come and go as I please. Like, I don't need to float in Town Center Mall.
Based on everything you guys say, there's no reason to leave Davie. No reason to leave West Palm.
That's not true.
Broward County and West Palm Beach County only two places in the world anybody should go.
That's not true. If you said to me, here's why I love cruising, because one day I wake up in Mallorca, wherever it is, next day I wake up in Santorini, the next day if you say that, I go, I'm with you. This is why I love cruising. Here I am. I'm in Cozumel. Oh, look at me. I'm on a private island that Disney owns, and it's a little creepy, but here I am. No one else is here. Oh, look at me. I'm in Aruba, and it's day by. If you said that, what you said was it's like a mall.
No, I said it's like a city. It's like another city on a
boat. You meant a mall.
And you know what? I don't really care about the cities or the ports I'm getting off in. Hey, Nassau, you're beautiful. Seen you 30 times. I'm good. You know what I want? I want to be able to wake up and get a mojito at 7:30 in the morning, and Nestor is going to make it for me behind the bar. And then at 8:30, guess what? I want another mojito. 8:30 in the morning while I'm doing an all-you-can-eat buffet, which I don't have to pay for because I've already paid for it. The entire cruise is paid for.
You didn't pay for it.
No, I mean everything. Secret. And guess what? Guess what?
I'm just going to say the same thing.
Can't do that.
Go to that place that I went in, what was it, like Key Largo or something, that all-inclusive bungalows that I did.
The bungalows.
Oh, time of my life.
Yeah, eight times the price.
Get a mojito. Anytime I wanted somebody to make me a waffle, make me a waffle. If that's what you're interested in.
Eight times the price than a cruise ship. And guess what? Guess what? I'm sitting at dinner. I don't eat seafood, but I'm ordering the lobster tail. I don't care. It's free. I already paid for it. Bring it out.
Same thing as the bungalow.
Bring it out, garçon.
Solana, you know that's called an all-inclusive.
No, I realize that.
There's all-inclusive on land.
You cannot compare. I'll be at one in a couple weeks. You cannot compare all-inclusives on land to cruise ships. I'll go to the comedy show. Oh, let me walk over to the pizza parlor, get free pizza. Oh, let me walk over back to the bar, get me another mojito. Oh, let me go ice skating. Let me go rock climbing. Let me go shoot some hoops. Mini golf on the cruise ship. Are you kidding me? I mean, it
but
is.
But you've just named like five things that are
fantastic.
Terrible, first of all. And like the pizza on the cruise ships, let's be honest here. The late night pizza on the cruise ship, I mean, that's just swill. Like even the free ice cream. Like if you say, hey, free ice cream cone machine, 19 different stations throughout the ship. I'm with you on that, even though it's not even very good ice cream. But, I mean, let's call it what it is. Like, you're vacationing in a mall, and you're mm-hmm. paying for a lot of things that you're not going to use.
And you're kidnapped.
That's right. They're in control of where you are.
I'm kidnapped.
Wait, can you go somewhere you don't want to be?
I don't remember a printed itinerary in the plot of Taken.
Hey, she knew she had to get on that boat at the end if her daddy wasn't coming.
Funny thing is, I happen to like cruising. I just didn't like his answer. Because it is cool to be able to wake up in a different port. But I'm with you. Lori and I had taken a bunch of cruises, and then we're like, but I'll tell you another thing. I don't have time for this because I don't understand these Airbnbs and these Vrbos. I don't get it.
What?
Who the hell doesn't want to stay in a hotel? Why do I want to vacuum at the end of the trip? Why do I want to do the linens? Like, what? I do not understand. Now, if you have young kids, I get it, because they do that on the Airbnb commercial. They say you don't have to go to bed if you're sharing a hotel room. because it's kids' time for them to go to bed. But if you have an Airbnb, they can go. You can put them to bed. You have your, like that. I get. I do not understand going to a city that has luxury hotels and going to someone's house and doing their dishes and their laundry.
You don't have to do their dishes and laundry. You just leave.
Nope, you get a bad rating.
No, you leave.
I just rented an Airbnb in Margate on the Jersey Shore because there's no hotels, by the way. I was forced to. There are no hotels on these Jersey Shore towns. You could stay in Atlantic City, but I don't know. I don't want to stay in Atlantic City. It's a pit. So you could stay. So you really could only do an Airbnb or a Vrbo. I rent this place. Hell of a lot of money. I get an email. By the way, don't forget, bring your own bedding.
Huh? What?
They're like, yeah, it's in the listing. You got to bring your own bedding.
That's ridiculous.
So now I got to travel with, but people do this. They love this. Oh, the ticket wizard. He won't stay at any hotel. It's always got to be an Airbnb or whatever. I don't get it. Give me a luxury hotel all day, every day. Hey, Martha, you're here to clean the room? Great. Oh, I have to clean the room and I get a bad grade if I don't? Who's doing this?
My wife, she has Airbnbs. You get your own space.
Right, because there's a lot of idiots out there.
It's your own space. You have a kitchen, refrigerator. If you're staying 2 days.
Sounds like a hotel.
If you're staying 1 or 2 days, I would say hotel. But if you're staying somewhere a week and a half, you don't want to be piled up in that same room for a week and a half.
Stay at a Residence Inn by Marriott. And good to go.
No.
Crowder, I don't understand the love affair with these places.
Crowder, the reason why people stay at Airbnb is because it's cheaper, especially if you're traveling in a group. That's
but
the
they're
only,
not anymore. That's
not.
The thing.
I agree. And
they
hey,
used to be.
Hey, you can only check in between 12 and 1:30, and there's a lockbox. And here's the code for the lockbox.
It may work, but if it doesn't work, here's the number of my aunt who lives 3 towns down. Mm-hmm. And if she's not working at the Denny's, she'll come. She'll pop open the back window for you. You can climb in that way.
Who was running out Airbnb?
It used to be the Airbnbs. They were like, oh, $20 a night. Sure, I'll stay there. Now, all of a sudden, there's $700 a night, and here's a deposit for the cooking. You got to bring a vacuum. Yeah, it's like, bring bounce sheets. Like, we're grading you now. We're grading you. I'm being tested as a maid.
Hey, Hawk, and here's another cutesy little thing that Airbnb added. Super hosts. So before you just had hosts, you had verified hosts. Now everybody's a super host. Look, super host. And you get there, and there's a dead squirrel in the middle of the lobby. But it doesn't matter. You're a super host anyway.
There's three cameras in the ceiling watching every move that you make.
Asia's a super host.
Of course she is. There's no one who isn't a super host.
No.
Everybody's a super host.
And you honestly, you don't have to. You have to have a lady that comes and cleans up just like a hotel room. You got to be out by 11, and the next person checks in at 4.
No, it's everything is on you. It's Huck, everything's it's on you. I just rented an Airbnb,
and they
I said to the ticket wizard,
saw
"I go
a sucker when they."
I said to the ticket wizard, "I go, can you believe this Airbnb? I've got to bring my own linens." He goes, "Oh, most of them, you have to bring your own linens."
I got to call Barry. What's Barry doing?
Because I DM the guy and I go, I really have to bring my own linens? He's like, yeah, we weren't having much cooperation from the guests because when you check out, we would ask you to put all the linens in the washing machine to wash them for the next guests who are coming. And we weren't getting a lot of cooperation. Well, I can't imagine why you weren't getting a lot of cooperation. I'm staying here. I'd like someone to do the linens for me. But now everyone, I got to get this Airbnb. Why would I stay at a hotel that's going to put a mint on the pillow when I can do the dishes and vacuum the floor?
I've actually flipped a couple of my wife's Airbnbs where I go down and I clean the linens and I put them back on the beds and I clean the dishes, put them back in there, wipe down everything before the next guest comes.
Mm-hmm.
Has he become a super host?
Mm-hmm. Big scam.
I'm with you on this one, Hawk, because I've stayed in Airbnb.
Who doesn't love a luxury hotel? It's the craziest thing.
You get to the Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. One bathroom. I have IBS. Now, what do the Asian and the kids do? They got to go to the lobby? Like, one bathroom? One shower. We're taking turns in one shower over and over and over. Come on, man. Hotels are not better than Airbnb.
There hasn't been one Airbnb ever that has that waffle maker that these hotels have with the continental
right.
breakfast. There's
right.
nothing.
Which is...
The idea is save money and, I want to experience the city like I'm living there. So let me get an Airbnb. Let me get a home so I can experience the city like I'm living there. Hey, give me that damn continental breakfast with the waffle maker at any hotel.
Every
any day.
Day, all day. Every day, all. Oh, a whole row of little mini cereal boxes. Let me try some of the Fruit Loops. Let me try some of the Special K. Hey, guess what they have at the Airbnb? Nothing. Go shopping. Huh?
Yeah.
So you're telling me I could stay at a place, they're going to put out cereal boxes for me every morning and some cheese Danish and make a waffle if I want. Or I can go to a place, and when I get to town, first stop, Winn-Dixie. Oh, that sounds like fun.
So you're calling, what is a luxury hotel to you? Because
any
the standard,
hotel, any hotel that puts
hotel
any,
one,
any place
the standard,
that does not hand me a plunger when I tell them, like you did, that the toilet was stopped up.
You're talking about a Holiday Inn Express.
That's fine. That's better than an Airbnb.
No, because luxury, like the Lowe's, the standard, the Hotel One, they don't have no damn cereal boxes. You got to pay for everything you eat there, too.
Ridiculous.
Hotels on the beach. Have cereal boxes laying on the count? No way. We stay
yep.
there. My wife
yep.
drags me down there all the time.
They got them everywhere.
We go
you
there together
in the right
all the
spot.
Time.
You're in a hotel right now, Crowder.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to, you go downstairs.
Go downstairs.
There's
a bartender.
Boxes.
There's a vending machine. Mm-hmm. There's a, yeah.
And
what I can,
you have to
I can tell you this.
You just said bartender. Pay. Vending machine, pay.
That's right. That's right. I can tell you this. If you were in Airbnb right now, the only way you'd be able to get some snacks is for you to get into your car and drive somewhere because you don't have a host. There's no one there to help you. There's no service. There's no maid. There's no nothing. You're on your own. You're in some stranger's house. Stranger danger. All right. Let's bang through headlines because the Pel's got to come on. I want to talk some Panthers.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I pray to God somebody from Edmonton tuned in to find out what the flagship station of the Florida Panthers was talking about 6 hours
before
the game.
Dr. Chuck just texted me. He goes, we're going to stay at an Airbnb in Madrid. Charlie, his son, is in Madrid right now with some friends. Mm-hmm. They're going to drop off groceries the day before we're there even. They're super nice. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Oh, that's beautiful, Chuck.
I mean, could you imagine going to Madrid and staying in someone's house rather than a luxury resort who's there to cater to your every need? It just makes no sense.
Get pile up in one room.
Well, no, get a couple of rooms.
Now we're getting 3-4 rooms. Now what? Spending a
well,
20
what grand? Are you getting? You're getting a 7-bedroom mansion Airbnb?
No. Airbnb, one of the ones my wife had, I think it has, it's a 3-2, and it's, I think it sleeps like 10.
Yeah, that's what they do all the time, too. They go, oh, it sleeps 10, and here's how you do it. Stack 3 folding chairs on top of each other. There's your first bed. Okay. If someone wants to sleep in the bathtub, there's your second bed. And we all have an uncle or an aunt who loves to sleep sitting up. There's a lazy boy, you know. It,
4-2.
It's such garbage.
4-2, 2 in each room, and 1 on the fold-out couch. It could be 10. 2 on the fold-out
yeah,
couch.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, you can plant him outside his garden gnomes. You can sleep 30.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Queen, queen, twins, queen, fold out couch.
They used to have it. It was what they call them, where you would stay and the innkeeper would make breakfast for you.
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. Now that's cute. You get a room in someone's house. You do it for a couple nights. They have a nice little homemade breakfast in the morning. You don't have to clean your own sheets. And then someone who owned a bed and breakfast one day went, you know what? The guests should do all this for me. and they created Airbnb.
Your host was getting over on you.
I've rented plenty of Airbnbs. I've stayed at plenty of hotels. I've rented plenty of Airbnbs. And I can tell you, without equivocation, hotels are always a more pleasant experience than an Airbnb. Always.
I like my space.
Hey, it's Phil. Just making sure you guys will be out by 10 tomorrow.
I don't know, Phil.
You had your picture on your profile?
Make sure you put the plates and silverware, and if you could just fire up the dishwasher, we'd appreciate that. How's the mulch looking in the back? Oh, it's a little spotty. Hey, in the lawn, there's a little thing. There's mulch underneath there. If you could just remulch around a couple of the trees that are looking spotty, we'd appreciate it. We'll give you a good rating. Thanks, Phil out.
Phil out.
You got to carry your own suitcase, your own luggages up. I mean, also,
it's all so stupid.
I got an Airbnb on the Amalfi Coast. Well, guess what? There's no elevators in these Airbnbs. You got to walk up 70 flights of stairs to get
no
this
bellman.
Beautiful view, which really was just whatever. I've seen it a million times on Instagram, let's be honest. So now I'm carrying up suitcases, week-long suitcases, up 70 flights of stairs in dead heat during the Amalfi, Yeah. Yeah.
When my wife went over there, they had like a little donkey with a little cart behind it carrying people up those, I guess it's big hills and stuff you had to climb. And when they tried to put their suitcases in the cart, the people were like, no, because it will exhaust the donkey. And my wife and her friends were like, the hell with that donkey? Where it's going to exhaust us toting these big ass bags up this hill. And so they walked and put their suitcase on there instead of getting up there themselves. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's going to exhaust the donkey.
We must be talking
real quick.
About...
Can you do headlines in 1 minute?
Yeah. We must be talking about different spots, though, because Amalfi's in Italy. I didn't see any donkeys in Positano. So I don't know. I don't know where you're talking about.
You on the bad side.
Dominic the Donkey, the famous Italian donkey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.